The examination was not religious in nature, Dora B. It tested the prospective students' morals, ethics, and ability to think. Janaka monks did not wish to educate potential leaders who would come to their calling with the stain of darkness upon their souls. That being the case, I had to get into character very deeply indeed. Sleepy, the Vedna soldier girl from Jaipur, had stains on her soul blacker than a shadow of all night falling.
Chapter 14.
Then what did you do?
Tobo asked.
Around a mouthful of spicy Taglian-style rice, I told him, "Then I went out and made sure the library was clean."
And Surendranath Santaraksita remained where he was, stunned into immobility by the answers he had received from a lowly sweeper. I could have told him that anyone who paid attention to the storytellers in the street, the sermons of mendicant priests, and the readily available gratuitous advice of hermits and yogis could have satisfied most of the Vikrama's questions. Darn it, a Vedna woman from Jaipur could do it.
"We got to kill him,"
One Eye said.
"How do you want to do it?"
"That's always your solution these days, isn't it?" I asked.
"The more we get rid of now, the fewer there'll be around to aggravate me in my old age."
I could not tell if he was joking. "When you start getting old, we'll worry about it."
"Guy like that will be easy, little girl. He won't be looking for it. Bam! He's gone. And nobody'll care. Strangle his ass. Leave a rumble on him. Blame it on our old buddy Narayan. He's in town. We need to put all kinds of shit off on him."
"Language, old man." One Eye babbled on, putting a name to animal waste in 100 tongues. I turned my back.
"Sarah?
You've been very quiet.
I've been trying to digest what I picked up today. By the way, Jol Barundandi was distraught because you stayed home. Tried to take your kickback out of my wages. He finally found Min Subredil's limit. I threatened to scream. He would have called my bluff if his wife hadn't been around somewhere. Are you sure it's safe to let this librarian live? If it looked natural, no one would suspect.
It may not be safe, but it could pay dividends. Master Santaraksita wants to make some kind of experiment out of me. To see if a low-caste dog really can be taught to roll over and play dead. What about Soul Catcher? What about the shadows? Did you learn anything?"
"She loosed everything she had. Just an impulse. No master plan except to remind the city of her power. She expected the victims to be immigrants who live in the streets. No one much cares about them. Only a handful of shadows got back before dawn. Our captives won't be missed until tomorrow. We could go catch a few more."
"Bats,"
Goblin said, inviting himself to take a seat. One Eye appeared to have dozed off. He still had hold of his cane, though.
"Bats. There's bats out there tonight."
Sara offered a confirming nod. Goblin said,
"Back before we marched against the Shadow Masters, we